Connecticut's real estate market was booming in some towns and maybe not in others. NBC Connecticut did the job that Wall Street Journal has never been able to do in the last 12 months. I'm Byron Lazine, One and Company, along with Nicole White and Heidi DeRusso of One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate. And I've been bashing Wall Street Journal a whole bunch because when they get data on the Connecticut real estate market, on how many sales are happening or where sale prices are going, they literally just go on to Redfin.com, something that anybody can do, and they're not getting really accurate data 100% of the time. NBC Connecticut, shout out to them, they did what I was saying Wall Street Journal should have been doing, which is going on to our Connecticut Smart MLS, and they've got some numbers on here and an interactive map that I think is really useful to a lot of people. And it showcases all of every single town. You can hover over every town and see how many homes were sold in 2020 compared to 2019, what percentage they went up, and then the number of homes sold. But they got the data from the source. I love this map. Nicole and Heidi, what do you guys think about it?
I'm sort of scrolling through because I'm curious to see, because there are some towns in the state that increased by 213%. So that was where I ran to first. That was in Warren. I've never even heard of Warren. If anything, maybe it just gives you a geography lesson here for your state. But again, it's interesting because there doesn't really seem to be a huge rhyme or reason in my mind to any of it. But although it does sort of fade in and out according to sort of what we've talked about the last couple of weeks with Fairfield County and all. But if anything, it's sort of fun to scroll over and see how your town is doing for sure.
You can definitely, it's obvious with a visual like this. You know, we're looking at data and charts and graphs all the time through the MLS, but the way they laid it out, where you see the entire state, you see every single town, and you see the colors, it is obvious that the left side of the state, Fairfield County and all the way up that New York border,
yep,
was much more active in the growth, the amount of sales, than anywhere else in the state. Now, the majority of towns, the vast majority, had an increase in the number of sales, and we all know what's happened. We've been talking about it on this show and others, where the sale prices have gone. They've all gone up. Inventory's gone down. But the amount of sales that actually took place in Fairfield County were incredible numbers. Let's pick out some of the towns here. Great reaction there.
Yeah, no, I was like, no, because I was in the back of my mind too. I was trying to figure out because it's also very busy along like Haddam, East Hampton, Marlboro, Hebron. I was trying to figure out what is along that route that would actually make that a little bit busier too. Is that the river?
Route 9. Route 9 corridor.
Well, that's sort of what I was thinking too, because I think the Route 9 corridor is always really busy, especially to get you down by the water. But I also think that those towns are traditionally larger lots too.
Right.
So again, I think that we heard a lot from buyers this year that they want a little bit more land, a little bit more freedom, and it seems like that was
more
that
nature.
Was, yeah, that's what was going in too. My head when I wasn't responding to you. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, Fairfield County was beat up so much that, you know, these numbers, it was really overdue for these numbers to come back. I mean, if you just look at Fairfield, they saw a 42% change in home sales. There was over 1,089 homes sold. These are single families. This chart is only single families. And if you're interested, you can just kind of type in NBC Connecticut, where Connecticut's real estate market was booming in 2020. Fairfield, 42% increase in homes sold. Westport, a 79%. 639 Westport homes were sold. 356 in 2019. Norwalk, 29%, up from 643 to 829. Darien, up from 276 to 437. That's a 58% jump. Stamford had a 25% jump, 943 homes. Greenwich, a 51% jump, 311 to 470 homes. And when you just climb up the state, that left side, that west side of Connecticut, all the way to Salisbury in the very top northwest corner, that had 160% change in home sales, 42 to 109. All of these are in this green to dark green, which is showing a higher percentage of increased home sales for 2020 compared to 2019.
Well, it's no wonder then that we have this inventory shortage, right? I mean, finally, mm-hmm. these towns, like you were saying, are seeing the numbers that they needed to see. Homes that probably have been on the market for definitely months, probably years, have now sold. So again, it's really no surprise to me now that we have such an inventory shortage where we're seeing these numbers of sales. Again, the top town in the state is a 213%. I mean, where did they start building homes? I mean, all of a sudden,
well,
it's like
but look at this number. So like in 2019, they sold 15 homes in Warren. 15.
I'm certain there's
2020 they sold 47.
Right, and there's probably 47 people that live in that town. So right. Again, I get the actual numbers, but again, you're talking about 15 homes that sold in 19 and now 47. Yeah. Like, again, no wonder why we have such an inventory shortage. Lots of homes that were supposed to probably or have traditionally carried over into the new year haven't because they sold.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
The other part that, you know, we work a lot along the shoreline, New Haven County, you know, from Milford all the way to Rhode Island shore and then up, you know, certainly up north of New Haven. We kind of work that whole section of the state. We've really felt like, wow, the sale prices have increased. Our feeling working these markets is more homes are selling than ever. But if you look at like Guilford, for example, where our One & Company office is, that was a 15% increase, but it was up 313 sales to 361. Branford was only up from 6% in single family home sales, 267 to 283.
So I think it's interesting, Branford and Milford both, they didn't see like a huge increase, but they normally move a ton of inventory to begin with. Like everyone's always buying their first home in Branford or Milford. So I think that was pretty interesting to see that number didn't jump.
And it feels a little crazier because of, you know, how few homes are available to purchase. That creates that feeding frenzy on each particular sale. So you have that feeling, but then you have Killingworth, which we work. That was a 51% jump. Some of these really rural towns saw a bigger jump where it was 75 homes sold in 2019 up to 113. But along the shoreline, I mean, you can go from Milford all the way to Clinton. Clinton saw a nice jump of 25%.
Well, Westbrook killed it too. I mean, yeah. Good job, Westbrook. I mean, they have definitely been sluggish, but
Westbrook was the one shoreline town out of Fairfield County that had a huge jump. The only one that went over 50%, really anything over Madison was 27%. That was the second highest along the shoreline outside of Fairfield County towns. Westbrook had a 55% jump, but the majority of the shoreline was pretty, you know, more of a nice increase as opposed to these astronomical numbers. You know, 15% seems to be the mean along the shoreline,
which again is still great. I mean, we're talking about, you know, if we go back to Guilford, you're still talking about that's 50 additional homes. So yeah, I mean, I do think that frenzy was felt and is justified. Again, I think we're probably seeing the largest increase in Clinton and Westbrook just because of affordability.
Mm-hmm. All right, we come back. We're going to tie some of these numbers in to giving you gift cards courtesy of Martin's Money from Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. Stay with us to find out how you can get a gift card to one of your favorite local Connecticut restaurants. When we come back, Real Estate Radio, WDRC, the talk of Connecticut.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt.
Byron Lazine, Nicole White, and Heidi DeRusso, you're back listening to Real Estate Radio here on WDRC, the talk of Connecticut. We're referencing this NBC Connecticut article, which has blown away the due diligence of Wall Street Journal's past articles in the last 12 months, where Wall Street Journal just basically copy and paste from Redfin, where the data is a little bit skewed when you're looking at local data. NBC Connecticut investigates, analyzed newly released home sales data from the Smart MLS, which is the MLS that we use as real estate agents. There's actually 18,000 real estate professionals across Connecticut, and this map is showing the percentage change of sales for single families between 2019 and 2020. Fairfield County, as you can imagine, saw a huge increase. There was increases in every county, though. Hartford County, West Hartford, had the highest number of sales last year with 914, and that was a 15% change. So a nice steady change, not, you know, some of these 50% changes we saw in Fairfield, but quite a few homes sold, 914 up from 797 last year. New London County, Salem, had a huge increase, 64%. Weston in Fairfield County was the highest there for 82%. Ashford in Windham County was up 98%. And of course, Nicole's favorite new town now, Warren in Litchfield County, they had the highest there with
never even heard of it. 13%
increase. Yeah, well, you love them.
I do now. I feel like I got to go to explore that part of the state a little bit.
You think they have any lobster rolls?
I mean, I don't know. They only sold 19 homes. They may not even have a supermarket. I mean, I would be interested. I mean, I'll totally. I think we should take it in. Let's take. Maybe that's what we do this year. We take in the towns that had the largest increase, and we see what they're offering, what their offerings are.
Road trip to Warren.
Mm-hmm. They probably upped their game with all the new residents.
Maybe. But that's assuming that they built. These could just be finally people that just were able to get out of there.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know anything about Warren. I feel like I got to Google it.
All right, so we've got to give away some of Martin's money. Here on Real Estate Radio, we get a whole bunch of gift cards to our local Connecticut restaurants, and we give them to you if you can answer questions that we ask. Martin's Money is sponsored by Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. If you have any residential tanking needs, get over to Service Station Equipment. All right. So all these sales obviously are happening. Inventory is low. Here's the question. What percentage range? We're going to give you a 3% range. Did home prices, single family homes across the state increase by in 2020? Okay, so you can be within 3%. We're in double digits, so don't be, you know, typing in 5% or 2% or something like that. And you can text your answer. Text your answer to 860-941-2755. What percent have sale prices increased for single-family homes across the state in 2020? Text your answer into 860-941-2755. That's 860-941-2755. First answer to first person to answer this correctly will be getting a gift card to one of your favorite local restaurants, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. Hey, when you guys say, what are you, I was talking about this over on our other show on 94.9. 203, who's got the 203 area code?
I have a 203 area code.
Nicole and Heidi both have 203. So yep. Do you say you're from the 203 or the 203?
I say 203. My number's 203.
Definitely
203. 4305926, though. I
did. You say this. Notice how you say the zero?
I do. 203-430-5926. I say 203. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so six, funny because I'm 203-444-4075.
Yeah.
So I say the zero.
203, but then you say the zero.
Yes, yep. The 203.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't. Look at that. I didn't even realize that I was in the 20. I mean, I know that I'm in the 203, but I didn't realize I was in the 203.
But I feel like people also say the 860, right?
That's correct. They say the 860, but if they have a zero in the number, same way Nicole just did hers, they say zero as their seven
digit
number.
So funny. I feel like that should be our quiz going forward.
So
tell us your phone numbers. Yes. And then let's take a poll.
Mm-hmm. You know you're from Connecticut if you say the 203
or the 860. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
Do we have any other zip codes in? I mean, I know we have the 475 now, but like,
oh, we do.
Area code.
The new area. Isn't 475 for the phone numbers?
As an area code?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Oh.
475. I haven't heard of that either, but that doesn't mean it's not true.
Yeah, it's like the news.
I do know that phones. I have an attorney that's 475, but I didn't realize that was like an official an official thing.
475 is a Connecticut area code. The area code 203 is assigned to the southwestern part of Connecticut and is overlaid with the area code 475. So they probably ran out of 203s.
Look at you.
Like all the 90s babies have like 475 with their cell phones.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like you, that's the numbers they're giving you?
That's the numbers, yeah. So like if you wanted a new number right now, like you're done with your number.
Oh, I'm not ever going to be done with my number. I had that thing since I was 17 years old.
It's a dinosaur.
It is a dinosaur.
The Nokia
Nicole,
phones.
There's no way you had that when you were 17 years old. I'm not trying to date you, but the cell phones were not available.
Until when?
When you were,
I don't know.
When you were 17, they weren't available. I can tell you that.
I definitely did. I had a little flip Nokia thing. Yeah. No, a Motorola. No. My Motorola flipped. Yes, I pulled my antenna out. Yes. Yes.
You did not have that number when you were 17.
Yes.
She probably did because I begged and pleaded for a cell phone and I got my first one when I was 15.
I was going off to college. My parents, I wasn't allowed to use it. I mean, man, the per money, the per minute cost was through the roof, but it was like just for emergencies. Like my mom had like a car phone. I mean, this isn't new. Come on. Cell phones. I mean, how old do you think I am?
Well, I know how old you are and I know when I got my first cell phone. And so... I mean, if you got a cell phone when you were 17, you were like in the 1% of people that had a cell phone.
Maybe that may be true. But again, I had
it's
like
on
a little flip Motorola, mm-hmm. like that. I would pull the antenna out. But again, it was really just strictly for emergencies. And I feel like though it was like part of my mom's phone too. Like if my phone rang, her phone rang. There was something kooky about it. I don't really remember, but. Yeah, I mean, I was going off to college and I needed a phone.
You definitely shared minutes, that's for sure.
What's that?
You guys definitely probably shared minutes, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, I get it. And they were like, and it wasn't unlimited. I mean, it was like, it was lots of money per minute. Like, you're like, yeah, sure, I'll see you there later, bye. And you would like have to hang up quick.
Yeah.
And then you didn't want anyone's like voicemail to pick up because you were charged for like the voicemail too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was it was a nuisance. But then my other phone after that was a Nokia. Remember you used to like change the cover colors? I think I actually had an orange cover.
I was just going to say, I had orange as my first one. I loved it. So obnoxious and bright.
Yeah. Anyway, we totally went out on a...
Yeah, what was the point of the 203 again?
860-941-2755. Text that number if you want a gift card to a local Connecticut restaurant, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. All you've got to do is text in 860-941-2755 with the answer to this question. What percentage did home sale prices, single family home sale prices, increase in 2020? If you're within 3% and you're the first one to give us that answer, we're going to be sending you over to one of your favorite Connecticut restaurants. 860-941-2755. All right. We come back. We've got the One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate Rewind for the week, as well as our open houses. We probably should have already done that. We've got a little bit of time left here today on our open houses. And we're also going to talk about how will the sales continue to rise in 2021 with the inventory shortage that we're facing. All that when we come back. Real Estate Radio on WDRC, the talk of Connecticut. Real Estate Radio here at WDRC, the talk of Connecticut. Byron Lacine, Nicole White, Heidi DeRusso, One and Company, William Ravis Real Estate. You still got a chance here to text in at 860-941-2755. Your answer to what percentage home sale prices went up in 2020. If you get that right, we're giving you a gift card to one of your favorite local Connecticut restaurants, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. You also still have time here up until 2 o'clock today to get over to 66 High Street, Horton Group Development, award-winning 66 High Street in downtown Guilford. There are 3 units left in the LEAP building, and we are open there until 2 o'clock today. You can walk to the green, walk to your martinis, walk to the shops, walk to the beach, walk to the train, walk to the boat launch. You can walk to absolutely everything in Guilford from 66 High Street. Get over there today up until 2 o'clock to check out one of the remaining units over at 66 High Street, downtown Guilford. All right, Heidi, we've got our One and Company Rewind for the week. If you've got any real estate to promote, you can text over at 860-941-2755 and we'll get you on next week's show. But Heidi, what is the One and Company at William Ravis Rewind for the week?
So this week, things have kind of picked up again. We had 6 just listed, 10 under contract, and 7 properties closed. And we just listed 42 Wakefield Road in Brantford, Connecticut. That is Nicole White's property. And that is waterfront for $850,000. And then Jessica Hoover just listed 135 Ramsdale Street in New Haven, Connecticut. That was
sold.
That sold with like
multiple offers.
She had 92 showings. She had
92?
92. Wow. And an open house. And
well, that's the
11
right price
offers.
Point. What is she at? She's under 2?
185.
Yeah.
And I love Jess because she did what, you know, every good agent is doing right now, listing it at market value.
Right.
And then letting the buyers.
And then letting it go up.
Drive up. Yeah.
Yep.
So that was great. That's gone. 340 Colonial Road in Guilford, Connecticut. Another Nicole White listing at $775. Nicole, is that still available?
No, that one's under contract.
Gone.
Yep.
Sold.
Mm-hmm. And then 38 Marina Court in Meriden. And I don't know if that one's still available, but that listed for $459. And that is just a gorgeous colonial. So check that one out. We also have 27 York Street, Guilford. This is a commercial property listed at $540,000. And then 98 Peck Street, I guess, in Norwich, Connecticut for $195,000.
Sold.
Sold as well.
These new listings don't last very long.
No, they don't.
No. And then it's not on here, but Meredith Zipper and I just listed 35 Cedar Street in Clinton, Connecticut, and that was for $315,000. We had the open house yesterday, and highest and best is due today by 5 p.m.
Awesome.
Yes. And now under contract, we had 10. We had a property in East Hampton, Woodbridge, Connecticut, Guilford, Connecticut, Hamden, Connecticut, North Haven, Connecticut, Madison, Wallingford, another in Guilford, another in Madison, and Groton. Now, as far as closed property goes, we have 101 Sea Hill Road in North Branford, Connecticut closed, 99 Pirates Drive in Montville closed, a condo in Branford, house in Haddam, another condo in West Haven, Madison, Connecticut, and North Haven, Connecticut, all closed.
All the clothes. That good piece week. Of property in Groton on Noank Road, that's between Mystic and Noank. That piece of land has been on the market for almost 10 years.
Serious?
Seriously. And it sold, I'll say, at the number, a good number, a high number. Land is going to start to pick up.
It's got this year. To. Mm-hmm. It's got to, especially with inventory being so low. And again, if you don't want to get into a bidding war either, I mean,
build.
I got a lot of people that are. Luckily, they got into. I mean, Byron, we talked about it a little bit. I feel like on our podcast a while ago. Again, I was sort of advising a lot of my buyers to sort of hop into the building game. Mm-hmm. So we were hopping in before the new year hit. They're now luckily able to scoop up some rentals because they'll now rent while the house is being built and then obviously maximize on their current property. So I agree. I mean, I think land, in all honesty, builders should be scooping up land too, not just, you know, homeowners. So
yeah,
if there's something available, now's the time for sure.
There's an opportunity with land. The one issue with that is the cost of materials continues to skyrocket. And eventually those numbers for new home builds will top out and the money has to come out of somewhere.
Absolutely.
So you might have an opportunity, a short window here, to sell land at top value before the builders and, you know, buyers start to look at the landowners and say, hey, we got to cut value out of something. It might just be the land. All right. That's the One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate Rewind of the Week. If you have any properties you'd like to get on the Rewind or you'd like to talk about getting your home sold as quickly as some of those we just read off, feel free to text in at 860-941-2755. You can still use that number to text for your answer to the question, what percent did single family home prices go up in 2020? And if you get that right, we'll give you a gift card to a Connecticut restaurant courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. Nicole, you've still never hung out with Martin yet, have you?
I don't think that I have. Nope. I think you do that on purpose though, because you know that if him and I get together, like, you're out.
Oh no, I'm not out, but I think you'd be out. You'd be out of action for at least 2 days.
Oh, because I'd be so hungover.
Out of commission.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like I can hang with the best of them, you know?
All right, well, let's get Martin's money.
Give me like a two-day window to like, so I could pre-hydrate.
It's like getting your vaccination. Drink lots of water before and after.
Get the IV drip set up for the next morning. We'll get a driver and the three of us will go meet Martin somewhere. Where do you want to meet? Maybe we should go to Hartford County and pick up some gift cards there.
I'm game. Yeah.
We'll see if
I'll just sit over here quietly by myself.
Where is he out of? Does he do the whole state, Martin, with his?
No, Heidi, you're in. You're in on this.
You're
I said the three of us.
Oh, good. Word three.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. A little FOMO. I was like, wait a second. We're getting a driver and drinking. Where's my invite?
Ruh-roh.
What's happening?
The three of us will get a driver because you're part of the show here, Heidi, Real Estate Radio. Mm-hmm. And Martin's Money is
welcome,
how we do this show.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. So, I'm feeling welcomed.
You have to get indoctrinated is basically what has to happen now at this point.
But Martin does the whole state of Connecticut, right, with his tank specialist?
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay.
Absolutely. Service station equipment, you can just go on their site. They do, I mean, they do a lot of the municipality tanks,
yeah,
like gas stations.
I mean, I saw him right here in Guilford not long ago at the, I think it was the Sunoco there in the corner. Yeah.
Yeah, they redid that one right in the corner, absolutely. But they also do your residential tanks. So if you have a leaking oil tank, you have a tank in the ground.
In the ground,
Get pulled out of the ground, you know, inspections. And a lot of real estate agents got their number on speed dial for those issues. Mm-hmm. They do everything oil tank related.
Love it. He gives some away, doesn't he, sometimes at those home shows when home shows are back up and running? Doesn't he give away some new free oil tanks?
That's correct. And we will be going live from the home show in May, Mohegan Sun. So you guys are also going to have to show up for that. Have a lot of Martin in your life.
All of a sudden, we're real busy.
They're saying we're going to be like back and functioning in May too. So that could be fun this
That'll
year.
That'll be good. Mm-hmm. It'll be good.
Mohegan Sun in May for the Jenks.
Although Mohegan Sun right now, they're giving out shots there. I mean, you may have to push them out.
Wow.
What kind of shots?
Shots, the vaccine.
No. Oh.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking tequila.
No, well, right? I mean, they give out those kind of shots too, but no, they actually is a smart marketing ploy there too to get people to come back to the casino. That's why they offered out their location.
How are they able to do that? Yeah.
So Yale is running a clinic out of Mohegan. Mm-hmm. And again, Mohegan's hope is that while people are there, maybe they'll spend some dollars. They'll have some lunch, bring some people back over there. I know it's been slow. My brother-in-law actually is a manager over at Le Creuset. Again, he's had record-breaking months, but mm-hmm. I think his shop now closes some evenings at like 6 or 7, which at a casino is pretty early. So
that is pretty early.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing the show live from the home show on that weekend. And we probably will give away a tank, Nicole. We'll give away a whole bunch of stuff.
I love it.
If you've got tanking needs in the meantime, you can go over to 1-800-801-TANK. Talk to somebody at Service Station Equipment. They'll bring in the truck, too, the Irish Springs pool water truck. They'll drive that right into the convention center over at Mohegan Sun. And that'll be a lot of fun. All right, stay with us. Still got a chance to win some of Martin's money here. And we're going to talk a little bit more real estate on Real Estate Radio. You're listening to WDRC, the talk of Connecticut. Connecticut's real estate market has been booming in many towns, and if you go to the NBC Connecticut article that we've been referencing all day, you'll see a pretty interactive map which shows some towns up as high as 213%, really just one town, but many are up over 25 and 50%. I'm Byron Lazine. We've got Nicole White and Heidi DeRusso of One & Company at William Ravis Real Estate. What do you guys think this increase in home sales that we saw in 2020 is going to go as we play out the rest of this year?
I think we're going to continue to see an increase in the towns that are already hot. And I think the other towns will kind of pick up as well. I know, like last year, obviously, we represent a lot of buyers in Connecticut because we have like our Zillow contract at One & Company. And everybody from New York was jumping to the shoreline. They were jumping to places like Hamden, Brantford, Wallingford, where their dollar can go a little longer. But I think we're going to continue to see that. I still have a lot of buyers from New York who I touched base with last summer who are just now getting back in the market, and they want to still continue to come to Connecticut.
And we're finally starting to see a little bit of inventory come onto the market. I believe over the next 90 days, we will see people seize the opportunity. You can still right now text in your answer to 860-941-2755. What percentage home sale prices went up in 2020 across the state for single family homes? If you get that right, we're going to get you a gift card to your favorite local Connecticut restaurant, courtesy of Service Station Equipment. But how much more can it go this year unless we get some homes for sale?
Well, I think you are right. Everyone is seeing the opportunity now. And obviously, with the vaccine rolling out, people are more optimistic. With the economy improving, they're still more optimistic. And I just think sellers are just going to say, you know what? We made it out of the woods. Like, now's the time to sell.
If we look at just home prices, I don't want to give away the answer on the text, but if we look at home prices in the last, I don't know, where do we want to go? The last 3 months? Let's do the last 3 months. That way we don't give, or you know what? We can give away, let's just give away the median sale price and the average sale price for single family homes. I'm going to get out of Bridgeport. I'm going to go into the entire state right now on a 3 month, a rolling 3 month, and we're coming out of the winter here. The median sale price for single family homes in the state of Connecticut was $320,000. That's well above 2007 levels. And that's in the winter months, right? We were at $330,000 on a rolling 3 months in the fall. So we've gone down here as we always do in the winter. This will probably go up over that $330,000 number as we get into the spring. It's up 23%. The rolling three here for median sale prices and average sale prices in Connecticut are $475,000, up 32.8% on our rolling 3 month average. Crazy, crazy numbers. So that's why I think we're going to see some more inventory. There's a lot of agents, you know, especially all of us here at One & Company, doing a great job reaching out to sellers to educate them on what the possibilities are for them if they're thinking about selling. 860-941-2755. If you're thinking about selling, or if you're looking to get yourself a Connecticut restaurant gift card, your favorite Connecticut restaurant gift card, by just guessing what percentage single family homes went up in 2020, we'll get you a gift card from any Connecticut restaurant that you want, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, if you get that answer correctly.
I kind of want NBC, and maybe I'll reach out to NBC because maybe they're listening.
You have a lot of connections.
Maybe they're listening to us right now because I think we've been to, obviously, just talking about single family homes right now, and I think it is really important for us to look at condos, mm-hmm. though, if we are talking about inventory or if we are talking about where we think numbers are going. Obviously, you know, I feel like in the past too, we've talked about the millennials. They're between the ages of 25 and 40. They're very much a part of this market. And if they're not buying for the first time, you know, maybe they're a move up buyer. Again, I think that I would love to look at the condo numbers. I would love for them to do sort of a breakdown of that too, because I think that it's important to see what's happening there, because I do think that that is sometimes very much the foundation of what can really help the market move and continue to move, because those need to come on the market, right?
Well, and that's the thing, is the baby boomers who are going to be downsizing, what are they looking for? They're typically looking for like the condo.
Absolutely. So, and everyone just keeps mm-hmm. moving up from there. So again, I think that our units will continue to increase. I think that it would be foolish of us not to look at the condo market when looking at that as well. But again, I think as long as people are listing and everything keeps moving and our rates stay at the historic numbers that they are, mm-hmm. I don't see there being any negative to the 2021 market.
Condo sales are up. Our rolling 12-month total.
Yeah.
Our total sales are up 12.8% on a rolling 12. Still, though, that's 10,000, just over 10,000 condos sold, okay? This is according to Smart MLS. That is still well behind the amount of condos that were sold from 04 to 07. So while we've seen single families break records over the last 12 months, mm-hmm. it, from 04 to 07, we were always above 12,000 condos being sold in a rolling 12. And in 05, it topped out around 13,000, over 13,000, in fact. we dropped way down. The condo market really took a hit after all of that.
Yeah, I'm curious though. Again, I mean, I own a home that may just this year finally have come back from 2006. I do think that the condo market probably took the largest hit when it came to probably foreclosures and individuals not being able to make those payments. So again, maybe some of those individuals still are owning or are holding on to those condos because they were waiting for the market to come back and for them to finally list it and sell them at a number where they wouldn't be taking such a huge loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we referenced land earlier in the show, buyers that are, you know, we talked about Jess's listing where she had 92 showings. Buyers start to get frustrated with that and they say, you know what, maybe I don't need a single family home. Maybe I can extend my lease and go ahead and build over the next year. Or maybe I should start looking at condos. Maybe there's an opportunity before those prices really start to increase like we've seen with single family homes to go buy a condo, live there for a few years, and then turn that into an investment.
Absolutely.
When single family homes go down potentially in 2 or 3 years. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Just, you know, maybe somebody's willing to take that gamble, have a condo, and then go buy a single family in 2 or 3 years and rent the condo.
I mean, it's a great way to start your real estate career too. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to become a quote unquote investor, but yeah, I mean, it's really a great way for you to get your toe in the water without biting off more than you can chew, you know, hop into the condo.
And I think a lot of people's fear is overpaying for a condo right now because like prices are increasing so much, but like the safe haven is condos. They only appraise at what other condos in the complex are selling for. And the numbers haven't jumped up too much.
Right.
So it is kind of a safer way to get into the real estate game.
Well, I think where you also have to look at though when you're buying the condo is what is your monthly cost, mm-hmm. right? So even if you do feel like maybe you overpaid, if your monthly cost is still lower of what the going rate is for rent, mm-hmm. there's always going to be an upside to it no matter what you bought the condo for, especially exactly. if you're not looking to unload it in 2-3 years. If this is your long-term move, mm-hmm. again, you really have to concentrate more on your per month expense and not unnecessarily what you paid for the condo.
Right.
Absolutely. All right, Nicole White, what do you got coming up this week and where can people get a hold of you if they are thinking about selling some real estate this spring?
Boy, I don't even know what I have on tap for the rest of the day, but if you guys have any questions, again, obviously we're talking about helping everybody get on the market. So if you have any questions about your house, again, if it's this year, next year, 3 years, happy to answer any questions, especially now with spring on the horizon. Obviously thinking about maybe some updates on your house inside or out, happy to answer. And you can call me at 203-430-5926.
And you can follow Nicole on Instagram, Nicole White Realtor, or go over to her social redesign channel as well. Heidi, what do you got this week?
This week, I do have one new listing coming on the market in Milford. That's going to be going on for around 348, I believe. Can't give out the address yet, but stay tuned for that. It's super cute, 4-bedroom, 2-bath cape. And then, yeah, if you have any questions about buying, selling real estate, just reach out to me. My number is 203-444-4075. And obviously, if you're looking to buy a house in Milford, give me a call as well at 203-444-4075.
Go follow Heidi on Instagram, heidi.deruso. All right.
How about you, Byron? Where can we find you this week, honey? Where are you going to be?
Just hit me up on Instagram, yeah. Byron Lazine. That's right. Hit me up on the IG. Go over to oneincompany.com if you've got any questions or want to look at some of these fabulous homes we mentioned here on the show. If you're looking to get into real estate, maybe your career has been shuttered over the last 12 months or you just want a career change and you've been thinking about real estate, go over to realestateagentscholarship.com. At One & Company, we are paying for 12 people to get fully licensed here this year, giving back to the community. And if you've been thinking about jumping in to the industry, go over and apply to get a scholarship at realestateagentscholarship.com. All right, you guys are committed. We're gonna set up a Martin's Money Day so you guys can really get indoctrinated, which will make this show a whole lot better every Sunday at 1 p.m.
Yeah, you better start following our reels because that's a reel just waiting to happen.
Okay. That is a reel waiting to happen. Get on Instagram and follow the story. All right, guys, we'll see you next week and every Sunday at 1 p.m. Real Estate Radio, WDRC, the talk of Connecticut. The first kick of the-